definitely think Shaila. We'll give an eager off at this. Shanishal, before I just want to discuss the Shaila before we go into the Teretz. Shanishal Amisha Hidlik Ner Chanukah Beleil Ches. Now this Shaila was somebody who lit the candles on the eighth night. Doesn't have to be the eighth night. We'll see the Shaila later on, as long as it's not the first night. Okay? But this person happened to have lit the menorah on the eighth night. V'shochach Levoyach Al Hadlakosom. And while he was lighting the candles, I lit the eighth one, the seventh one, the sixth one, the fifth one. Oi! I forgot to make the brachas. Forgot to make the brachas. So he was asked, but if Nesh Hidlik Es Kulam, before he lit all of them, Nizker Shadayin Loi Berach, he realized he had not yet made the brachas. Im Yesh Loi Levorich Oiloi. Go to look at Teres. Im Yesh Loi Levorich Oiloi. Does he make a bracha now or not? So he's lit the eight, he lit the seven, lit the six, right? Now I did not make the brachas. Do I now make the brachas on the other ones, yes or no?
What do you say? Not the first one, but the next one, and the Shekhionov is the first one as well. You can always say it for the Shekhionov and for the next.
Why?
Because you can do that even when you have it.
Excellent. Excellent.
So
the question is, are the candles included in the actual mitzvah of a locker? If they are, then you can make a brach.
Let's just push away what you just said, which is good. So hey, Shagon Rav Kiva Eger, the regabe brocha al hanisim ushehechiyonu loygora meroya de mavorech. The halacha is, if a person did not make the brocha of al hanisim, yeah, you make two brachas. You make a brocha asher kishon tzoyis al hadlik nesh al chanukah. Yes, that's on the lighting, on the hadlik ner. And other brachas should also nisim navisinim b'yomim mahim b'zman hazeh. What happens if a person did not make the second bracha? And he walks down the street and he sees a mezuzah in somebody's window. The halacha is, I'm allowed to make the bracha right there and then. Okay? Sorry? No, when I see the menorah. It's the same mezuzah? Sorry. I saw the menorah in somebody's window, I make a bracha right there and then. So too, with the shechiyonu. I've got to make Shechiyonu on the first night, and on the other night to see a menorah, I can make a Shechiyonu. That's as soon as you see it, which means the bracha is not on the lighting. The bracha is seeing a menorah lit. Okay? And therefore, there's no shayla with Bechlal on the Sha'asim Nisan Aviseinu or Shechiyonu, that for sure you can. The shayla is about lighting the menorah. Now what is the shayla about lighting? What's the bracha making bracha on the lighting?
Don't we say Shechiyonu before we light the candles?
Excellent, okay, good. So that's he's gonna bring that soon. There's a din of everything you do, you make oiver la siyoson. Oiver la siyoson, the loshon of oiver sakushi, remember the Gemara? Oiver means just before. In other words, lachatchila, for sure, you should always make the brachas before you do a mitzvah.
But if you forgot,
that's what you should be doing. Absolutely right. If you can, you should be doing it beforehand. Okay? So Shehechiyonu and Al Hanisim, for sure you can, because that is, even if a person goes in the street, he can make that bracha. The bracha is a hadlik ner shel chanukah when I've already lit the neiros. What is the shaila?
If you're the new one they lit, the first one that you lit, is that the ikur, is it on all of them?
No.
Meaning if the ikur is all the neiros, then you can make the bracha.
Excellent. What's the shaila, is it the ikur or not? What makes it ikkur, what makes it toffel?
What's the ikkur mitzvah?
That's the shayla. What makes it ikkur? The shayla is if it's ikkur or not. Okay. Why should it be ikkur and why should it not be ikkur?
Oh, well, I mean, one is just saying that when you add one every night, and so that means that the ikkur is really on the...
Very, very good. Teach them something in ratios, you see. Very good. Excellent. So he said the shayla is like this, Rabbi Isai. The shayla is that the ikkur hadin. Me'ikar hadin. How many lights do I have to light every day of Hanukkah? One. Okay? One. Me'ikar hadin. One ner ish ubeisli. One candle I've got to lit. That when I lit the eighth candle, and I lit the eighth candle, having the eighth night Hanukkah, I've done my mitzvah. You understand? I've done my mitzvah of lighting ner ish Hanukkah. Everything else I'm lighting is what? Begeder? Begeder hidden mitzvah. Therefore, since I've already done my mitzvah already, and everything else is a hiddur, or in your terms, I've done my chiyuv, and everything else is not chiyuv, everything else is a hiddur, can I possibly make a halik nesh al chanukah on something that's not ikkah ha-mitzvah? It's only hiddur mitzvah. Or do we say no? Or do we say lemaisa? Very nice, you've lit one already. But since the eighth night of Hanukkah, there's a chiyuv to make eight candles. And therefore, since you have not yet lit all eight, you add number six, make a bracha, number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, which is also the mitzvah of Mahadrin. In other words, do you make a bracha on Hidra mitzvah, yes or no? No, Hidra mitzvah means, yeah? Hidra means to, you have a mitzvah, and you mahader. You make it more beautiful. Zekeli van zeyu. You have a mitzvah, the mitzvah makes zekeli van zeyu. Do you make a bracha on Hidra mitzvah at all? So he says like this. So he says, Ochein, legabe birchas lahadlik, with regard to the bracha of lahadlik, yeah, the fourth line. With regard to the bracha making a hadlik neshul Hanukkah, yesh lema, one can begin to question. Do you have one here? Go here. Yesh lema, the miyad shehidlik ner echad, as soon as he lit one candle, kvar goma mitzvoso. What he's done is, he's done his etzem mitzvah adlaka. In other words, as far as Rabbanah are concerned, you've done your mitzvah adlaka. Once the mitzvah adlaka, that's it, done it ikachiv. That they are adding on a lighting more neiros, hurak machmas hidur mitzvah. It's only because you're doing a hidur mitzvah. In other words, I've been yotzei machiv as soon as I lit the first candle. Now I'm lighting more of them. Why am I making a bracha on what? On a hidur mitzvah. Who's going to make a bracha on a hidur mitzvah? For a hidur mitzvah, ein mevorach in sedra b'kiva eger. And on a hidur mitzvah, you do not make a bracha. Okay, that's how he starts off his shayla.
That becomes a part of his mitzvah the moment he decides to do it, huh?
So that is a very, it's a raid of Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim of Briskarov, the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim. Where the whole dinner of Titzim Akman and Samila, where they hid the mitzvah, the hidden mitzvah alayin, that's a famous Reb Chaim.
It
also comes into this shayla as well, where they hid the mitzvah, the chedik the mitzvah or not, which is the machlekes for Pre-Chodosh and the Eli Rabba. That's what he's going to talk about now. Vaisham, Shehevi, in other words, of Eisai. He lit the first candle with Binyat says Ikachiv. He's fulfilled his main obligation. Everything else he's lighting now is to get a Hidur mitzvah.
Right.
That is making a bracha now is Hidur mitzvah. Right. Do you make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah?
Right.
So he says, he brings the Ha'ainshon Shehevi b'zeh machlekes ha'prichodosh ve'eli rabba. It's machlekes achrein in the prichodosh and eli rabba. The prichodosh v'rilei de'ein mavarach in the Hidur mitzvah grade. Do not make a bracha just on Hidur mitzvah by itself. You do not make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah by itself. And therefore, over by in a normal din, you not make a bracha. Okay? The Eli Rabba sphere, Eli Rabba holds. The Mavorachin al Hidden Mitzvah Gedi, do make a bracha on a Hidden Mitzvah. Okay? Again, so that could be the Shaila, whether it's a Chelik of the Mitzvah, not a Chelik of the Mitzvah. But there's a Machlekus over here. Do you make a bracha on a Hidden Mitzvah? There's a Machlekus.
Right.
Therefore, he says, Ochein Masik Ledina, however he comes to the conclusion, the Mavorach, that even if you did not make the bracha before you started, and it's hard to lighten a few of them, you will still make the bracha lahadlik neshul Chanukah. Why?
Who's
passing
there?
Reb Kiva Eger. Do you choylim letzarif ledasa Eli Rabba? Because the Eli Rabba firstly holds, they do make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah. Adding on to that, there's a few other factors one can take into account. Gam tzvarav harosh, the rosh holds, the neiros Chanukah chashiva mitzvah nimsheches. Neiros Chanukah is an ongoing mitzvah. Why is it ongoing mitzvah? Not like just an illicit that's a mitzvah. It's why is it ongoing about it? Because it's supposed to have a shiur that it lasts at shtich reg mashuk, lechad chila. Right? And therefore he said, the cave in the tzorech shiur ad loka mishl tishka chama shtich reg mashuk, since you've got to have a certain time that it's got to be lit, lechad chila, al kein kom meshech ad lechosri, as long as the candle's being lit, chashiva mitzvah nimsheches, the mitzvah is continuing. Which means if the mitzvah is over as soon as I lit the first candle, done my mitzvah, that's it, goodbye. So I lit the first candle, I done my mitzvah. That's it, mitzvah's ended. Then all I'm left now is hidur mitzvah. But because when I lit my first candle, the mitzvah has not ended. Why is it not ended? Because I lit the first candle, it's going to last for at least, let's say, argument's sake, an hour and a half. So when I lit the first candle, it still was in the time of the mitzvah lasting an hour and a half. That's still part of doing the mitzvah.
Well, why should it be applicable? Because let's say you finished all eight. The mitzvah is still
chashiva
according to the rush.
According to this
vow,
in a chanama.
So we should still make a bracha.
In a chanama. You can't write lahadlik because you're not doing a hamaisa hadlaka.
Right.
You say shahidlik.
Really?
Yeah? According to this vow, if you're working on this vow alone, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah? But lahamaisa, this is the svar number one is? Yeah? Number one is that you do make a bracha on hidur mitzvah. That's Eli Rabba. Number two, even if it's not their hedit mitzvah, it could be part of the main mitzvah itself. Why? Because the mitzvah is to have candles lit all that period of time, for the lighting of the first candle, i.e. the Ikka Mitzvah, I'm still involved in, and if it could be, I'm not making a bracha on a Hidda Mitzvah, making a bracha on a Ikka Mitzvah, because that I'm still being involved in, until Asher Tichel Regem and Ashuk. That's the second svar.
Yeah. I had a shout about the Shamish. We generally assume that
let's,
if people light their Shamish before they make
Shamish not chelik al Mitzvah b'chlal.
But how do you distinguish? Do we assume that people have the kavana that they're lighting the
Shamish? Light the Shamish before you even make the brachas.
I'm saying, but what if they didn't have the kavana and then they thought the Shamish is Shivas and then they're all of a sudden lighting that's the Ikkar Mitzvah?
Then you have a problem. You have a problem. But you should clearly have in mind this is a Shamish and light it before you even make the brachas.
Because
I turn the light on. The light can be a Shamish as well. Ikkadin.
And it could be Amaratus. People don't know. Like, they light the Shamish and then they think then they could have filled the Ikkar Mitzvah before the...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he said, can you carry on? That's the second svara. In other words, he had the Eliyahu, he had the Rosh, and also he holds the Gam Yechayin Tzarev Das Kama Poiskim, and also add on a few other Poiskim, that hold that the Kol HaBrachos, with all Brachos, Im Leiberach Ovelas Yosom, even if it did not make a bracha before I made, did the mitzvah, the Mavarech Achas Yosom, I can still do after I do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, on all Shittas, I could be not making a mitzvah now, the bracha now on the extra candles. I could be making a bracha on the eighth candle. In other words, let's get this clear. Number one, it could be that you make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. And if I'm now to make the bracha on, I'm just before the sixth one, I can make a bracha on the sixth, fifth, fourth, and third. I can make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah, number one. Number two, it could be that I'm not making a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. I'm making a bracha on the Ikkar Mitzvah, on the eighth one that I lit, which is the Ikkar Mitzvah. Why is it still the Ikkar Mitzvah? I've already been lit. Because the mitzvah is still the shira of the mitzvah. I'm still involved in the time for 1.5 hours. I'm still doing the mitzvah by having it lit. And if I still make a bracha then. Second svara. The third svara is the fact that because I can, assumption is a hold, even after I've done the mitzvah, but the Eved can still make a bracha. Even if I finish the mitzvah. Therefore, even if you say that the main mitzvah is the first candle, i.e. the eighth candle that I lit, I can still make a bracha after it's been lit. And if I forget about hidden mitzvah, I'm not making bracha on the sixth candle, I'm making bracha on the eighth candle after it's lit, therefore I can still make the bracha.
For any mitzvah?
For any mitzvah.
Say you finish eating a meal. Can't say the bracha is shown before after you finish.
The bracha is shown is not brachos mitzvahs.
Okay.
Brachos shvach.
Ah.
So that and already giving a shvach afterwards, it wouldn't make sense for me to make a bracha again.
Right.
By regular mitzvah, I put on tefillin already, and I've forgot to make a bracha. So I can make a bracha afterwards. Oy v'lafi yosol. So he brings these three spots, okay? So he says, "Umushum hachi," and therefore, the tzir of kolhanis svaros, considering you have all these three svaros, the Eliyahu, the Rosh, and the Shitta, they can have oivelasiyoson. Even if not oivelasiyoson, you can make a bracha. Mavorech, halacha is you do make the bracha even after you've started to light. V'chein posuk Mishnah Berurah b'simon tov resh ayin vav sif katan dalet shem agon Rebbe Akiva Eger. Mishnah Berurah brings down in name Rebbe Akiva Eger. Ochein m'shar tzion shom ois hei v'chein begodim nisha b'zeh b'tzorach in. Okay. V'chein posuk ha-kafachayim shom ha-kafachayim also paskens they do make the bracha even though I already started to light. V'shem agon Rebbe Akiva oid achroinim. V'hinei. Okay, now this is where the steer comes in. V'hinei. Kav mitzvahs tekeh shofar. With regard to blowing the shofar, obviously, not on Sukkah, not on Chanukah. In Toka Tekiyas de Meyushuf. Now there's two parts of blowing the shofar. Okay, there's blowing the shofar, what we call Tekiyas de Meumud, and Tekiyas de Meyushuf. Tekiyas de Meyushuf is when we're blowing them before Shemana Esrei, before Musaf. Blowing it before Musaf, the 30 Kodesh, that's called Tekiyas de Meyushuf. Then later on, during Musaf, at some stage, some people are doing Quiet Shemana Esrei or Loud Shemana Esrei, whatever it is, that's called Tekiyas de Meumud. Okay? It brings this. Hine gabi mitzvah tekiyas shofar, im tokat tekiyas de Meyushuf. The person blew the tekiyas of sitting down, i.e. the tekiyas before Shemana Esrei. V'shochach levorech aleihem. And he forgot to make the brachas. He forgot to make the brachas on tekiyas shofar. V'nizgar koidem tekiyas Meumud. In the middle of Shemana Esrei, Quiet Shemana Esrei, he remembers, oivei, I've got to make the brachas, right? Does he now make the brachas before he starts blowing in Chazaras HaShatz of the Tekiyas? Now, Rabbeisa, this seems exactly the same shayla. Do you understand? You're talking about a person who's done is a chiv. How many blows do you have to blow to be able to chiv in the Raisa? Three. A Tekiyah, a Truah, a Tekiyah. A Tekiyah, Shroma, and Truah. Okay? So we have all different inonim of adding on, because of Sisro, etc., 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 100 koilis, etc. But the ikachiv, it's 3 blows. So we don't know what the 3 blows are. It could be tkiya shvarim through, or whatever. We don't know. So let's say you have 10 koilis for argument's sake. Everything else is a hidden mitzvah. Okay? So it should be, we've just come to the conclusion with Chanukah, that even though I already made the bracha beforehand, even though I did the maaser beforehand, and have not yet made the bracha, it doesn't matter. Because of all these different svaras, you can carry on. So therefore, ultimately, when it comes to Tekir Shefer, we should come to the same conclusion. That even though I forgot to make the brachas before I blew the first lot, even though I've done the first Tekirs, the rest of them are Hibur Mitzvah, and therefore, ultimately, I should be able to make the brachas before I blow the rest of them.
What's the ending of the Shefer?
Sorry?
The ending of the Shefer bracha?
Al Tekir Shefer. Oh, Lishmaya Kol Shefer. Lishmaya Kol Shefer. Okay? So he says, Ein de Kafachayim, Shehebi de Nechelku Beze. He brings him a choice from the Kafachayim. The Yeshayim, some people say, De Kaven de Yotze de Choyvat Mitzvah Tekir, but Tekir to Meyushev. Since he is Yotze his Mitzvah, with a Mitzvah of the blowing when he was sitting down, i.e. the first lot of Tekirs before Shemoneh Esrei, Shuv, Einoi Yochel Levorich al Tekirs de Meumud. He has no right anymore to make a brachas on the Tekir later on, of those that he's making for the tekirs when he's standing up. Umaslik ledina, the sopi brachas are hokul, velo yivorich. He brings a halacha is he do not make the bracha. Eli yivorich machshava, he's thinking his mind the bracha, and therefore he do not make the bracha. Ulechaira gamzet halibim machlekas eli rabba primachodosh hanal. In other words, this would be the same shayla. Do you make a bracha on hidden mitzvah? According to the shittas who say, you make a bracha on hidden mitzvah, therefore, and adding on to tekirs is a hidden mitzvah, therefore, according to the Eli Rabba who said he do make a bracha, why didn't he make a bracha on Tekirs? The Meyushev, the Mu'umad. Even though he done Tekirs to Meyushev and he not made a bracha on that, since it's added on mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of a Hidur, why didn't he make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah? Taharele God Tekirs to Mu'umad me Hidur mitzvah. Tekirs to Mu'umad is not worse than Hidur mitzvah. And he said before, you do make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah, according to the Eli Rabba at least, right? Therefore, why, according to him, do we not make a bracha on Tekirs de Milmud?
Well, there are 3 svaras before, right?
Even without the svar, just according to Eli Rabba.
Without
the Rosh, and without the Ovelas Yosma, according to Eli Rabba, who says, well, the Das Eli Rabba, the Mavarach and the Hidur Mitzvah, Hochin Namid Hochin Mavarach. According to Eli Rabba, who says, you do make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah, once you blow the Ikachiv of Tekirs, the Meyushev, you done the Ikka Mitzvah, fine, but there's an Indian now of Hidda Mitzvah. If why did he make a bracha on Hidda Mitzvah? Why did the Kappa Chaim say, no, nobody holds he make a bracha? Why not? Eli Rabba should hold that.
Yep.
Did anything to do with the fact that you're already engaged in a mitzvah of tefillah? You remember in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, yeah?
Anything that is Negea, no, you're talking about later on. In other words, before Musaf, before the Chazos HaShatz. Yeah?
Okay, so it's an in-between.
Yeah, it could be then, yeah. And by the way, anything that's negated to tefillah is not considered a hefsek. So there's no problem with hefsek. You've got to find in the kudu within the shayla itself, in the chakira within the thing itself to see the chiluk. Rabbi, you put together shayla? In other words, when it comes to Chanukah, I've lit the first candle, everything else is hidur. Says the Eli Rabba, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger learns, so what, I've done the Ikka Mitzvah, you make a bracha on the rest of the hidur. And therefore you would make a bracha on the other candles. Okay, because I do make the bracha just on the Hidur Mitzvah. Okay? When it comes to now, the halacha of Shofar, when I've done my tekirs, I've blown the Shofar as much as I need to for the Ikka Mitzvah, all I'm left now is a Hidur Mitzvah, there, we say, nobody says, you got to make a bracha. Why not? I'm making a bracha on a Hidur Mitzvah. Why can't I make a bracha?
Is there a difference in the type of Hidur on Shofar?
No. Must be, yeah? What's a chiluk? What's the difference between the two things?
There's a separation.
Get it now? Yeah? What's a chiluk? What's a chiluk between the two things? Why in one case do I yes make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah by Chanukah, and when it comes to Shofar I do not make the bracha?
The hefsek.
So let's... No, it's got to be a chiluk within the thing itself. It's not a... We're not looking for a chiluk territory. We're looking for a longness within the thing itself. Right. Says like this. Onnon. Nir de efshel chalik b'neim. He said perhaps you can make a chiluk like this. The gabin neiris Chanukah, ha-hidur hu be'etzem ha-mitzvah. When there is Chanukah, that the hidur is with the mitzvah itself. The oifen kiyum mitzvah hadlokas neres Chanukah lemahadrim and lemahadrim. The way that you fulfill your mitzvah on Chanukah to be mahadrim and lemahadrim, hu sheyadlik ches neres belel ches. That is an order that you have to light 8 candles on the 8th night. The kevin dehiduhu beetzem mitzvah, and therefore since the hidu is in the main, the way you do the mitzvah itself, al kein gam hahidu hu chelik me mitzvah. The hidu is a chelik of the mitzvah. The shapir shvirle, and therefore it works out very nicely. In other words, when it comes to the 8th night of Chanukah, I'm standing here in front of my menorah, none of the candles are lit. What mitzvah is now on me, on my shoulder? What do I have to do? What's on me? I want to be mahadrin min a mahadrin. What am I obligated to do? What mitzvah is in front of me right now to do? The answer is that chiyuv is to light the menorah mahadrin min a mahadrin. That is my chiyuv. What is that mitzvah? To light all 8 candles right now. You understand? It's a din within the hadlokas neiros that I have a chiv to light all 8 candles. Therefore the hidul mitzvah is in the maisah mitzvah. It's in the mitzvah itself. It's within the din of lighting candles, within the menorah itself, they've all got, all 8 have to be lit. That's the din of hidul mitzvah within the neiros Chanukah. And therefore even though I lit the first one, the second one is a hidu mitzvah within a maisa ha-mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah, which means there's an obligation that this should be lit, the mahadrim and a mahadrim. Okay? You understand? Now, it's a din within a mitzvah itself that the menorah has to be lit, all 8 candles. Masha ein kein, he says over here. The mitzvah tekiyah shofar, tekiyah to meyushiv and tekiyah to me'umah to heim shnei inyonim nefrodim. When it comes to shofar, the 2 separate dinim. There's tekiyahs of blowing when I'm sitting down, and it's here to be blowing when I stand up. Now, when I'm blowing the first lot of tekiyos, yeah, what am I blowing? What am I chai when I'm doing the blowing of sitting down? How many tekiyos am I chai to do then? That is the mitzvah of however many there are in tekiyos to miyushuv. Let's say 50 for argument's sake. It's actually 30 and 70. So the first 30. In other words, when I'm doing the tekiyos to meyushuv, the chiv of tekiyos to meyushuv is to do those 30. You understand? That is the chiv. Then there's a separate chiv of hidur mitzvah later on in the day that I have a chiv to do another lot of tekiyos called tekiyos de me'umud. De meyushuv. De me'umud, sorry. But they're not related. In other words, there's not within the mitzvah of me blowing the first lot of tekiyos that I have 100 tekiyos to blow. I have 30 tekiyos right now to blow, and there's a hidur mitzvah in my body, on me, not on the tekiyos, on me to blow another 70. In other words, Rabbi says, let's get this clear. There's a big difference between a gavra and a chetza. What's a gavra and a chetza? You have certain food that you're not allowed to eat, right? Sometimes the food you're not allowed to eat is a problem in the chetza, in the food itself. For example, the food that you can't eat is because it's pig, right? It's pig. And therefore, the reason why I can't eat it is because there's a problem with the chefta itself. The actual thing itself is offered to eat. And sometimes, there's nothing wrong with the chefta. There's something wrong with a gavra, with a person. For example, a mahadrin piece of chicken in the fridge on Yom Kippur. There's nothing wrong with the chicken itself that can't be eaten. I am not allowed to eat the chicken. Or a milchik, yeah? But nothing wrong with a piece of chicken. There's din on the gavra, there's din on the man, nothing wrong with the chicken. So therefore, that's the difference. With Chanukah, it's a din on the hidden mitzvah on the chetza. The chetza of lighting, right now, this menorah is going to be lit all 8 candles. When I light the first candle, the chetza still is mechayiv to light another 7 candles. It's a din on the chetza. And therefore, as long as I only lit 1 candle, doesn't matter. But since the chetza, the main din, the hadlokah, the din of hadlokah snares on the 8th night told me that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting candles, the mitzvah has to be done when you light all 8. If I only lit 1, I'm still in the middle of my mitzvah. And therefore I can light the other ones as well, because it's a chelik of that mitzvah itself. It's a chelik of lighting candles. Masha ein kein, when it comes to hadlokas neir, by Tekir Shofar, says, he wants me mechalik, that Tekir Shofar is not a din in the blowing. When I'm blowing the first lot of blowing, it's not related at all to the last lot of blowing. It's totally independent. It's not pshat. When I blow these first 30, it's a 30 which is related to the last 70. It's not. It's a din, I've got to blow these first 30, and it's nothing to do with the last 70. Why did I blow the last 70? Because the gavra, the person himself has an extra chiyuv that he says, you know what, you person have a chiyuv to blow another 70 with a hiddur mitzvah. But it's nothing to do with the first 30. Do you understand that? It's nothing to do with the chetzah. There's nothing missing from the first 30 if you never blew the last 70. You understand that? If I lit the menorah and I only lit one, and that's all I did, is there chesaron in the rest of the lighting?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a chesaron in the lighting, because when I light one, it tells me I've got to light all eight. There's a problem in the chetzah if I don't light all eight. Since it's a din in the chetzah, I can make a brach on the chetzah. When it comes though to the tekiah shofar, when I blow the first 30, if I don't blow the last 70, does that affect b'chol the first 30? Not at all. It's only you person, Torah says, there's a hiddur that you like, that you blow the other 70. And that's the last 70 are only hiddur with nothing to do with the first lot. You understand? And therefore, if it's nothing to do with the etzem mitzvah, or the main mitzvah I started off with, I can't make a bracha on that. I can only make a bracha to Eliyahu Rabbah if it's negaya, if the hiddur mitzvah it makes is in the chefta. Is it I got a light to the first one? The first one makes tells me to light all eight. Okay? Masha'inkim with Tekiah Shofar, it's not in the chef, it's in the gavra. You did a fantastic blowing of the first 30. Now you person, blow another 70. That is done in the gavra. On the gavra, it's totally disconnected to the first 30, and therefore that's only a hiddur mitzvah with nothing to do with the main part of the mitzvah started off with. There you do not make a bracha on Tekiah Shofar. Okay? If you understood that, fine. If not, work through this again and you'll see. Clicks.
So the hefza could, in theory, even be separated by time. If you had lit four, seven out of eight candles, forgotten the bracha and even forgotten the eighth, and 3 hours, or I guess that'd be after Zman, so it's not a mitzvah anymore, but say 29 minutes into it, you remember, you can light and bless on the last one.
It's a hefza, it's a father hefza the mitzvah.
So the hefza can stretch out over
yeah.
time.
Yeah! In other words, it's all the din in the, how is the halakha supposed to be? In other words, the form of the mitzvah, there's something lacking in the chesed of the mitzvah if I don't light all eight. Okay? With tekiahs, there's nothing lacking in the first 30 if I don't blow all 100. The 30 is fine. It's just you, as a person who wants to get to Olam Haba, have to blow all 100 to get the hiddur mitzvah. Therefore, once I'm done with 30, I'm left with the 70, it's nothing to do with the original mitzvah at all, it's just hiddur mitzvah. There, says Eli Rabbi, just on hiddur mitzvah itself, you don't make a bracha. Only if the hiddur mitzvah is negeah to the chefs of the mitzvah, that's where you make the bracha.
Wait, the 30 is ikkar or is hiddur?
30 is the ikkar.
30 is ikkar?
Yes.
Not
the last 70 is extra that you should be doing. And therefore the 30 that you blew originally is nothing to do with the last 70. I've been yotzei my full chiv. If I blew the 30 without the 70, I'm fine.
So isn't that 30 more related to the first ikar mitzvah of the Ner Hanukkah?
No, absolutely not.
How do you have the hiddur of 30 connected with, the ikar of 30 connected with the hiddur of the seven candles?
Okay, so you want to say anything within the first 30, yeah?
That's all ikar.
Will be the same as the eight candles, yes.
No, but I want to say that's just the same as the first candle.
Fine, call it whatever you want, but you'd make a bracha, wouldn't you?
But then the other two through seven are all hither.
But it's a hither in the chetzah.
Sure, it's in the hither and the chetzah, but you're comparing ikar and hither. You're not comparing.
No, but the hiddur, it's fine. I can be mahadah in the chetzah. Even if it's, according to Eli Rabba, I don't have to make a bracha dafka on the chetzah, on the ikar mitzvah. I can make a bracha on the hiddur as long as it's part of the chetzah of the mitzvah.
Okay.
Okay? So therefore over here with the hiddur mitzvah of Chanukah, if I only lit one out of all eight, I'm lacking in the chetzah. When I only lit one, hey, you know, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. You've got to light all eight for the hiddur. Therefore when I've lit one, until I've lit all eight, I'm lacking in the chetzah of lighting. I'm lacking in the mitzvah of lighting all eight.
Right.
Because right now I'm supposed to be lighting all eight, and I'm lacking unless I did all of them. With the tekiahs, I've lacked nothing when I blew the first 30. Nothing. I've done 30 perfectly. If I don't blow anything after that, there's nothing wrong with the first 30. Therefore, all the 70 is a totally separate mitzvah, which is only hiddur. That you do not make a bracha on the Korn Tel Yerabba. Okay, there's another also beautiful piece you want to see yourself over here from the Beit HaLevi. It talks about Hadlokos and Kofse and Zokot Klos. Beautiful piece if you have time. Very geschmacka piece, but unfortunately we don't.
It's shameless. Oh, wow.